This is the diaphragm that Brendan was alluding to. So you go back up now to the upper abdomen, and using very careful diathermy dissection, we're now stripping. This is the diaphragmatic muscle. The liver is here. The peritoneum that was covering this area of muscle now is being dragged over to the central abdomen under a certain degree of tension. And now you can see this is the reflection. This is what you try and see. Hopefully you get no holes in it, but you get the odd one. And you can see solid disease that's actually penetrated through from the liver surface, separating the muscle off. It can be quite tedious. It's very important not to go through the muscle of the diaphragm, because then you actually compromise into the chest cavity, and you clearly don't want to extend the disease beyond the abdominal cavity. As you progress, sometimes you meet these perforating vessels, but they're easily controlled with local diathermy. This is the falciform ligament that Paul was mentioning in his talk, so I'm quite glad I've got a picture of it, stripping it off the top of the liver. And it's only by mobilising the liver to the extent that you start seeing that we've got now, that you get into all those nooks and crannies to stop disease actually being able to recur and be implanted. And it's only once you've got this disease, these sheets removed along with that and the triangular ligament of the liver over to the other side, that you then have the liver mobilised. And here you can see obviously the pericardium, and we'll need to do a bit of work on that because there's some disease there. You can just see here the bare area of the diaphragm, the white glistening area. And so you know when you've got that you've got the liver mobilised, and you continue that mobilisation round. Unfortunately, I don't have a picture of the undersurface of the porta that Paul mentioned earlier.